Good Chodesh and good morning. A friendly reminder that Mishnayos has studied every single day L'ilei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak, and today we are learning Masechta Taharos. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer of Eliezer, says, listen, Ha'ochel, Ochel, Rishon, Rishon. If a person who eats food that is on the same level as he. So if you eat a Rishon, you become a Rishon. If you touch Tahor food, you've made the food the Sheni. Ha'ochel Sheni Sheni. If you eat a Sheni, you become a Sheni. And if you touch something that is Truma, so you will have ruined the Truma. And if you eat a Shlishi, you become a Shlishi. Ochel Shlishi Shlishi. That's Rabbi Eliezer's position. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, Ve'ochel Sheni Sheni. If a person eats food that is a Rishon or food that is a Sheni, by definition, the person becomes a Sheni. His logic is that Chazal would never have instituted a rule to make somebody into a Rishon. It just doesn't give them that right. And so therefore, somebody who consumes a Rishon becomes a Rishon. Somebody becomes a Sheni, and somebody who consumes a Sheni becomes a Sheni. The Mishnah continues and says, Shlishi, but Rabbi Yeshua's position is that if he eats a Shlishi, so then he becomes Sheni la Kodesh. He becomes Sheni in regard to Kodesh, but Shlishi, velo Sheni la Truma, becomes a Shlishi in regard to Truma. Why? The person is a Sheni in regard to Kodesh. If he touches Kodesh, the Kodesh becomes a Shlishi, which can make another level a Revi. But if he's only a Shlishi for Truma, if he touches Truma, nothing happens to it. Still, he's not allowed to eat Truma, because a person who's a Shlishi cannot eat Truma, and that's the way we go. And what type of situation are we talking about here? We are talking B'chulin Shenasu L'Taras Truma. We are talking about Chulin that is made to the standards of Truma, not Truma itself. The Mishnah continues and says, HaRishon Shebechulin Tamei U'metamei. If we have Chulin that became a Rishon and then touches Truma, so the Mishnah says that the Chulin that is itself a Rishon is itself Tame, and it conveys Tuma to the Truma. Hasheni, when the Chulin is a Sheni and it touches Truma, Hosel, it ruins the Truma, because the Truma becomes a Shlishi, but it cannot contaminate other Truma. And so the Truma is disqualified, but it doesn't become able to be Metame. Vashlishi, but if the thing you touched is a shlishi, so nechal b'nezid dehadema, you can actually put it inside the truma itself. So there you have it, the rules considered accordingly, and this is where we will stop for the day, and we will, Be'ezras Hashem, continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.